Charlie Reid, a seasoned observer of the Donegal International Rally, how do you think this one's going?
This one's going very good. Very big crowds, hard to control. I know the organisers have their problems out there because I've been there. I know what they're up against. Rally itself, it's great competition. Everything's very close. A lot to be decided. Even the weather is a bit undecided today, so no guesses yet.
Now, tell us a bit about Reid Motorsport. There's quite a few Reids out there taking part.
There's two Reids out, Paul and Charles, out there competing, having niggly issues with the car. I think they've hopefully got it sorted for today. And then they have left Offson here to deal with 15 cars, which includes them. So thankfully we haven't had too many major issues to deal with. Some of the work was done home last night for Rally 2 competitors. So we're trying to keep everybody going, keep them in there.
So just to give people a perspective of what's happening, a local motorsport team, I mean, how many people are involved here with Reid Motorsport over this weekend? Give us a rough idea.
Well, if you look around and you see anybody dressed in black, I'll give you a good idea. I think there's about somewhere between 18 and 20, and that doesn't include the catering staff that are keeping us fed all the time.
And that's important.
That's what keeps us going. If we're not fed, we can't work.
Finally, can you put your head on the block? Any predictions?
No predictions. Not even the weather's predictable. We have hopes because we have the national rally. We have Carr run second. And we would, we have to keep hoping that he'll get up another space.
Damien Turish.
We have to have hopes that Paul's car performs well today and show him at his full potential. And then there's all the other guys, and they're all fighting, and some of them are fighting for class leads, some of them are fighting for class places. So we just have to keep everybody going and get them to the end of the rally.
Danny Cannon from Carrigart, you've had an eventful rally.
You could say that, Chris. Yes, very eventful. We had a big off a couple of weeks ago in Cavan, and we spent the last couple of weeks keeping the car ready. We started off at number 143, but we're catching cars for the first couple of stages on Friday, and then on stage 4 on Friday, the brake pedal was going straight to the floor, so we had to pull out and start under Rally 2 yesterday morning. So we got a couple of miles into the Glen stage, and we broke a drive there to start Rally 3 yesterday evening. We're going to knock Alley and Cairn Hill stage. We've done them twice, so fingers crossed today, Chris, we'll get a full day's rallying.
So, that said, well, despite all the things, big smile still on the face, you're enjoying the challenge.
Definitely, it's definitely a challenge. I'm enjoying it. No, I'm looking forward to the day, so hopefully I'm just hoping to get six stages in a row. So then, Donegal is a tough rally. Like, it's long 3 days on a man and car, so it is. So hopefully now we get six stages today without any drama.
Kevin McLaughlin from Dunfanaghy in the Honda Civic. Tell us about the rally so far for you.
It's going good now. The first day we bedded in and we put a ball over brakes. Next day, going good. We're second in the class and we broke a suspension in Knock Alley. And the last stage, we're over a minute behind now. So we've got two suspensions off a friend, Paul Kramer, there this morning. And we have them in the car now, so we're squared now again.
So you'll be pushing on a bit?
Hell for leather now today.
And what about the three stages today there? Especially Port Lake. I mean, a lot of people haven't done that before, so that's going to add to the challenge.
Well, to be honest, it starts on my own doorstep, so I know we started fairly well. So hopefully we get a good push over it now and take back a bit of time anyway.
So that could give you a bit of an advantage, especially as it's the final stage.
Well, I hope so, anyway. But a minute and 5 seconds down, we'll just keep pushing now and see what happens. It's a long day yet, so six stages.